and he moved forward the last yards toward the wall, drawn by the pluck of that great force from within, for home, for country. And now the ground went by slowly, inexorably, like a great slow river. And the moment went by black and slow, close to the wall, closer, walking now on the backs of dead men, troops around beginning to move, yelling at last the wild rebel yell, and the blue troops begin to break from the fence. Armstead came up to the stone wall, and the blue boys were falling back. He felt a moment of incredible joy. A hot slap of air brushed his face, but he was not hit. To the right, a great blast of canister, and all the troops to his right were down. But then there was another rush, and Armstead leaped to the top of the wall, balanced high on the stones, seeing the blue troops running up the slope into the guns. And then he came down on the other side, had done it, had gotten inside the wall, and men moved in around him, screaming. And then he was hit, finally in the side, doubling him. No pain at all, merely a nuisance. He moved toward a cannon the boys had just taken. Some blue troops had stopped near the trees above and were kneeling and firing. He saw the rifles aimed at him. Too weary now. He had made it all this way. This way was enough. He put an arm on the cannon to steady himself. But now there was a rush from the right. Blue troops were closing in. Armstead's vision blurred. The world turned soft and still. He saw again, a bloody tangle, men fighting hand to hand. An officer was riding toward him. There was a violent blow. He saw the sky, swirling round and round. Thank God, no pain. A sense of vast release, of great peace. I came all the way up. I came over the wall. He sat against something. The fight went on. He looked down at his chest, saw the blood, tried to breathe, experimentally. But now he could feel the end coming. Now, for the first time, he sensed the sliding toward the dark, a weakening, a closing, all things ending now slowly and steadily and peacefully. He closed his eyes, opened them. A voice said, I was riding toward you, sir, trying to knock you down. You didn't have a chance. He looked up. A Union officer. I am not captured. I am dying. He tried to see. Help me. Help me. He was lifted slightly. Everywhere the dead. All his boys. Blue soldiers stood around him. Down the hill, he could see the gray boys moving back, a few flags fluttering. He closed his eyes on the sight, sank down in the dark, ready for death. Knew it was coming. But it did not come. Not quite yet. Death comes at its own speed. He looked into the blue sky at the shattered trees. It may be for years. It may be forever. The officer was speaking. Armstead said, Is General Hancock? Would like to see General Hancock. A man said, I'm sorry, sir. General Hancock has been hit. No, Armstead said. He closed his eyes. Not both of us. Not all of us. Sent to Myra Hancock, to be opened in the event of my death. But not both of us. Please, dear God. He opened his eyes. Closer now. The long, slow fall begins. Will you tell General Hancock? Can you hear me, son?
I can hear you, sir.
Will you tell General Hancock, please, that General Armstead sends his regrets? Will you tell him how very sorry I am?
The energy failed. He felt himself flicker,
But it was a long, slow falling, very quiet, very peaceful, rather still, but always the motion, the darkness closing in. And so he fell out of the light and away, far away, and was gone.